gospel today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as his twigs get tender and his leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight this day, our rock and our salvation. Amen. So I must tell you, as I looked at the readings for today, I was not humming, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." I thought, why are we having the end times when we're ready to celebrate the birth of Christ? But then I read and studied, and in those days, we always have to take things contextual in the Bible and look back to the verses before. In those days, Jesus was talking to his disciples outside the temple. They had just come out of the temple, and they all looked up at this beautiful temple, and they were admiring the temple and said to Jesus how beautiful the temple was. And Jesus, in his way to let him know that nothing on earth is forever, let them know that there would be a day that that temple would be destroyed and there wouldn't be a stone standing upon the stone. And it must have been very disappointing to them to think about that day coming. But he told them to watch for things like that. And he also said there will be an end time. And that's what the first half of our scripture is about today. I often wonder to myself how much money people have made on these end time books they've written and the stories they've written. You know, they take something out of the Bible and they go around just preaching on that without preaching the hope that comes if you know how to prepare for that end time. But there have been a lot of people that have gotten very rich. And then there's been other people that have taken this and taken people away to mountains waiting for that end time and convincing people that the end time was near so they actually take their own lives. And if they had just read on a little further, where Jesus, when he talked to his disciples and the people that were following him, always gave them hope. He never left it with this cataclysmic, you can say that for me, the apocalyptic end. There was always hope. Now, we can be afraid of the end, but only if we're not ready. If we're prepared, we have nothing to fear in the end. So as our scripture goes on today, it said, you're going to see all these things, and I've heard people recently talk about, well, with all the wars going on, there's rumors of wars, there's famines, there's earthquakes. Iceland just had a earthquake or a fault. And everybody's looking at these things like it's the end time coming. But Jesus' only message wasn't the end time. It's like, how do you prepare for that end time? How can you be assured that you don't have to worry about that end time? of what's going to happen. So as you look down in the verses today, it says that the human one will come in the clouds with great power and splendor, and he will send the angels and gather together his chosen people from the four corners of the earth and from the end of the earth to the end of heaven. And then he said, learn by this parable, the parable of the fig tree. After its branch becomes tender and it sprouts new leaves, you know that summer is near. Now, right in the middle of all this and him talking about Jesus coming back, he says, look at the fig tree. It looks like it's dead in the winter. It looks like it'll never bear fruit again. But as soon as you see the twig, and I heard that Pastor Don, he told me he was going to do it, his last sermon where he showed you how to graft onto, I wish I was here, graft onto a powerful sermon showing you how to graft onto the tree. But he's telling them, you watch the fig tree every year, you watch it die, and then you watch it come back to life. And he said, many things are going to happen in this world. Many dark times are going to come. But what we have for those dark times is the hope of Jesus Christ. We have that fig tree, those flowers, to remind us that spring will come. And once again, we'll see all that God has for us. So he said, learn this from the fig tree. And he said, in the same way, when you see this happening, you know that he's near at the door, that God is always still around us. God is always making things new. Does anybody remember what today is?
Or Sunday night, then.
And?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Today is the new year in the Christian calendar. So Happy New Year, everyone. So as we come together to prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ once again, we are resurrection people. We celebrate just like year in and year out. For 45 years I've been celebrating birthdays, or longer. But I still celebrate birthdays, but I still look forward to what's to come. What's to come in the future. What God has promised me beyond my life on this earth. So I can celebrate, and we can celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we know who he is. We can never forget, because fortunately we were born in a time when we know how the story ends. We just don't know when it ends. And you don't like that, do you? We like to be in control, and we like to know when that story is going to end. So why? So we can be prepared. So what the scripture goes on to tell us is, like, stay prepared all the time. Then you don't have to worry about that. One more worry. But how do you stay prepared all the time? How do you live that life where you're always anxious for that coming of Christ, that time when we'll see Christ face to face? That sounds really exciting to me, that I'm finally going to see the Lord face to face. But until then, how do we stay in constant readiness?
Every day,
but not only every day, every hour, every minute, according to scripture, that we're supposed to stay in readiness. Every day. And so, recently on TV, I didn't know, my friend had to text me this, but have you seen the new Hobby Lobby commercial? With the mother that she picks up the dirty dishes and puts them in the sink. She's a single mother. She picks up the dirty dishes, she puts them in the sink, she picks up her son's clothes and she puts them in the clothes basket, and she goes off to work a night shift at the hospital. And while she's away, her son thinks, let me prepare this house for her. So there's one ball on the Christmas tree, and he takes a prized object out of his bedroom and he goes to the pawn shop and he pawns this object. And I think it might be a camera holder or something like that. And anyway, he takes all that money and he buys decorations for the tree. And when his mother gets home the next morning, he's all dressed up, ready for school or whatever. And in the basket were all the clean clothes and all the clean dishes. And the Christmas tree is completely decorated.
Send them to my house.
When the son like that, right? But But the moral of the story is he wanted to give back to what his mother had been, all the hard work his mother had been putting in. But he also was looking forward. Could you imagine how he felt when he knew the time was coming, when he knew she would be home? Like, that's what I think about when Jesus comes back. Like, what am I doing to prepare so that if it happens right now, I know I love the decorations, but if it happened right now and Jesus appeared right now, is your heart ready? Is your mind ready? Is your soul ready? Is your spirit ready? Are you ready to stand there like the boy that couldn't wait for his mother to come in and see the tree decorated and everything in its place? That's what Jesus said. You have to stay prepared. That's the hard news, because it is hard to stay prepared constantly. You live in anxiety sometimes because you're trying to stay prepared. But the good news is, Jesus tells them one more parable. But nobody knows when the day or the hour will come, not the angels in heaven, so you can stop worrying about that, you're never going to know, not the Son of God, only God himself knows. So watch out and stay alert. But then he tells another small parable about someone who took a trip. He just calls it someone took a trip, left the household behind, and left people in charge, given each one job to do, and told the doorkeeper to stay alert. Therefore, stay alert. You don't know when the head of the household will come, whether it's in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows in the early morning or at daybreak. Don't let him show up when you're not expecting and find you sleeping. What I say to you all is stay alert. The good news is God calls us to stay alert in community. God does not leave us alone to stay alert. So if there is a time when one of us are a little down for something, you know, because there are end things that happen in our lives, not just the end time, but we all have a lot of end things that happen in our lives. And we sometimes feel so down, we think it's the last thing that we could even handle. And we don't wait to see what God has. We can't bring ourselves into the joy of what might come next. I learned something going to a movie theater. My kids go see all the Marvel movies. So one day they invited me to a Marvel movie. So the Marvel movie was over, and of course they haven't invited me to another one because you have to see the series to know what's going on. And I would be nudging one of them saying, well, why is he doing that? And how does he know him? And, you know, so, but the one they invited me to, when the movie was over, I was getting my coat and getting ready to go out. And my son's like, sit down, Mom. Well, after they show you all the cast and everything and all the credits go on, there's a different end to that Marvel movie. And if you don't stay to after all the credits are done, you never know what the ending is. So, see, that's how we get caught in life. That we're just watching the credits go by, and we don't realize that some of these end times in our lives, there's a whole beautiful ending. And the beautiful ending that we have in our lives is our relationship with Jesus Christ. And he helps us together to keep watch at that door. And if one of us do fall asleep for a little bit because we're going through something, we have someone there to nudge us, someone there to pray with us, someone there to hug us, someone to say, this isn't the end. Remember, it gets so much brighter than this. It's so much better than what you think you have now. When all those credits go by, the main credit is Jesus Christ in our lives, and the people that he has put in our lives to help us through the end times. The last part of this, Mark does something very interesting. He talks about, you know not when the head of the household will come, whether the evening or midnight, which points back to Jesus with the disciples at the Last Supper, or when the rooster crows, which talks to us about Peter. Do you remember when the rooster crowed three times? In the early morning or daybreak, what do you remember about the story of Jesus with early morning and daybreak? Resurrection. And when ladies, Mary, looking for Jesus, and and then the disciples going and trying to find it. And how about when he says, and when you weren't expecting and find yourself sleeping? Do you remember when he asked the disciples to pray with him in the garden? And they fell asleep. And he came back three times and they were sleeping. See, even the disciples fell asleep while they were waiting with Jesus. It's not unusual. It's the forgiveness of God that we do fall asleep sometime, but we are always awakened again by our faith. God bless.